Why God called Moses on Mount Sinai? Exodus chapter 19 verses 1 to 6. In the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt on the same day, they came to the wilderness of Sinai. For they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. So Israel camped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Why did God choose the people of Israel? Today I read Exodus chapter 19 verses 1 to 6. Although the part 1 read is short, the amount I want to speak about is much. I also want to speak about the truth contained from Exodus 19 to 24. The time when God spoke the words of Exodus chapter 19 verses 1 to 6 was at the point when it had been 3 months since the people of Israel had escaped from Egypt. God had the people of Israel pitch their tents in front of Mount Sinai and called Moses to go up Mount Sinai. And through Moses, God spoke two things that he wanted to tell the people of Israel. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. The reason God called and established the people of Israel was to make them his own possession, and to make them priests of God's kingdom. This was the purpose for which God delivered the people of Israel from the land of Egypt. The method by which God would make the people of Israel his own possession was to save the people of Israel from sin through God's law and the sacrificial system of the tabernacle, washing away all their sins and making them God's people, thereby making them a kingdom of priests. Therefore, the people of Israel had to clearly know this and restore the faith that God desired. After God delivered his people from Egypt in order to make them a kingdom of priests for the kingdom of God, he gave them the law and the 613 commandments and had them build the tabernacle. If they do not believe in Jesus Christ, who came as the Messiah, they must turn back and believe. Jesus, who is the substance of the sacrificial offering spoken of in the sacrificial system of the tabernacle, washed away all the sins of all humanity through the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross. Therefore, the people of Israel, as descendants of Abraham, must surely accept the truth that the God who brought them out of Egypt had them receive the washing away of all their sins through the sacrifices of the tabernacle, and through this, made them God's people. At that time, since the people of Israel could not keep the law established by God, they had to have their sins removed by offering sacrificial offerings to God according to the sacrificial system he established. These sacrificial offerings of the Old Testament were the shadow of Jesus Christ, the Savior who has saved today's humanity from sin. The people of Israel still believe that Moses is the greatest prophet among the prophets. That is correct. However, because they do not believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah who saved them from all sins, they do not acknowledge the words of the New Testament as the Word of God, and they acknowledge only the words of the Old Testament as the Word of God. But they must believe and never forget that Jesus is not only a prophet greater than Moses, but he is the high priest of the kingdom of heaven, and the Messiah whom the people of Israel have been waiting for and hoping for. Now they must realize by believing that the substance of the sacrificial offerings revealed in the tabernacle is the Messiah. God greatly highlighted Moses before the people of Israel. Why did God so greatly elevate Moses? The reason was to make the people of Israel accept and believe that all the words God spoke to Moses were the words of God. In other words, it was to make them believe that all the words Moses received from God and delivered to the people of Israel were indeed the words of God. God called Moses up to Mount Sinai to make him appear great before the people of Israel. This situation caused the people of Israel to fear both Moses and God, and the people who saw Moses speaking with God came to believe in Moses. God spoke with Moses like a friend. For this reason, the people of Israel were made to firmly believe that the words Moses delivered were truly the words of God spoken to the people of Israel. However, because the people of Israel regarded Moses as so great, they ended up making the great mistake of not accepting Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as their Savior in their hearts. In the end, the people of Israel did not properly recognize the Messiah and came to reject his love of salvation. Now they are faced with the great task of accepting Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who is incomparably greater than Moses, as their Savior in their hearts. God commanded the people of Israel to build the tabernacle of God and offer sacrificial offerings. God, through Moses, gave the people of Israel God's law and commandments, and also told them to build the tabernacle. In the tabernacle, God showed through the sacrificial system his mercy-filled love that truly removed the sins of the people of Israel. God, through the sacrificial system of the tabernacle, washed away the sins of the spiritual descendants of Abraham so that they would be without lack to be made God's people. God gave the people of Israel the two tablets of stone on which the Ten Commandments were engraved, and the Ten Commandments consist of four commands to keep between God and man, and five commands to keep between humans. God also gave the people of Israel, besides the Ten Commandments, hundreds of commandments to keep in their daily lives. The reason God gave them so many laws and commandments was to show in the hearts of the people of Israel that only God is the absolute and perfect God. For you and me, who believe in Jesus as Savior, the spiritual people of Israel, there can be no other God besides God. Before the people of Israel entered the land of Canaan, God, in order to clearly teach them the truth that Yahweh God is the one and only God, spoke the law to Moses at Mount Sinai, and when they broke God's commands and sinned, he had them offer sacrificial offerings in the tabernacle according to the law set by God so that they would receive the removal of all their sins. The Israelites received the law and commandments from God. Let's look at Exodus chapter 24 verses 3-8. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Lord has said we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning, and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has said we will do, and be obedient." And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all these words." When God gave the law to the people of Israel through Moses, he established it with blood. In other words, God's law was a law of life. God spoke the law of life, and the people of Israel were to believe his word. Therefore, Moses told the people of Israel to bring the blood of the sacrificial offerings for the burnt offering and the peace offering. And God had Moses gather the people and read aloud to them the law and commandments, which became God's covenant, and then he asked them, "Will you live by faithfully carrying out all that I have commanded you?" At that time, all the people of Israel, with one voice, promised that they would keep everything. "Then I will protect you and make you a kingdom of priests," God promised them. And the blood of the burnt offering and peace offering was sprinkled on the people. This showed that when a person commits sin, they must be washed through the sacrificial offering. We must cherish and accept the word spoken by God as the word of life. When Moses took the blood of the sacrificial offering and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you concerning all these words," it meant that God's word was the word of life, and if a person could not keep it, he must lay his hands on the sacrificial offering to transfer his sin, kill the offering, and offer the sacrificial blood to God for his sin. What we must know is that in God's law, there is surely a punishment for the sins we commit, but there is also the sacrificial system for the washing away of sins. Therefore, when we face God's law and commandments, we must recognize and accept in our hearts that within them, there is a sacrifice that brings about the removal of sins. This faith is essential. If we keep God's law, there is blessing, but if we do not keep it, we cannot help but be cursed. So we must believe that we must always wash away our sins with a sacrificial offering. Therefore, the one who has sinned had to lay his hands on the sacrificial offering to transfer his sins, receive the blood of the sacrifice, and offer it to God, so that by faith he could have his sins removed. We must know and believe that the law and the sacrificial system given by God are the law of life by which we receive new life from God. Therefore, while the law of God teaches people about sin, the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the truth that shows all of us that Jesus Christ, through the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross, has removed all our sins and saved us from all the sins of the world. In the old days, when patriarchs made a promise with each other, they would bring a sacrificial offering. They would bring a sheep or a goat or a cow, kill it by cutting its neck in front of them, and make a covenant with its blood. This meant, "If you do not keep the promise made with me, you will be put to death like this." In other words, the covenant was established with blood. In this same way, God also established his law for us with blood. If you failed to keep the 613 laws and commandments, you would have to die for that sin, but God said, "Through the sacrificial system of the tabernacle that I have promised you, offer the sacrifice by faith and receive the removal of your sins." If we take the word of God's law lightly and do not accept it, we will not be able to escape the wrath that comes from God because of sin. However, if we offer the sacrificial offering as God has established, God receives the sacrificial offering as the payment for our sins and removes all our sins. We must believe in this law of life and salvation, that God promised to remove the sins of all the people of Israel through the sacrificial system spoken of in the tabernacle, and receive the removal of sins in our hearts. Anyone who takes God's law lightly is excluded from the merciful love of God. So we must believe that the law and the sacrificial system are the truth of salvation, as precious as our own life. Therefore, Moses read the covenant established by blood and sprinkled the blood on the people of Israel, making the promise by blood. Therefore, if we do not keep this law established with blood between God and us, we must know that we are those who deserve to die, and for this reason, it is absolutely necessary that we believe in Jesus Christ, who is the sacrificial offering for the burnt offering and the peace offering, along with the law, and receive the removal of all our sins. We all must know and believe the truth that we can receive the removal of all our sins by offering the sacrificial offering according to the sacrificial system revealed in the tabernacle. Therefore, God is clearly teaching the removal of the sins of mankind through the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and the finely twisted linen. In order to remove the sinner's sins by laying hands on the sacrificial offering, the sinner's sins were transferred to the sacrificial offering through the laying on of hands, and that offering was put to death, shedding sacrificial blood. The blood was applied to the horns of the burnt offering altar, and the remaining blood was poured onto the ground. This sacrifice was the sacrificial offering that was absolutely necessary according to the law of sin and death. Therefore, we must accept by faith the promised removal of sins through the sacrificial offering that takes away sins. God gave us the law of salvation by giving the sacrificial system of the tabernacle, so that we might believe in God's word and receive the removal of all sins. We must receive the blessing of the removal of sins given by God by accepting into our hearts the two laws that God established for mankind, that is, the law and also the law of salvation. How can we be saved from all our own sins? God showed, through the sacrificial laws given to Moses, that the Israelites could be saved from all their sins only by offering sacrifices according to this law, and by believing that their sins are removed through this sacrificial law. If we know and acknowledge the sacrificial law established by God and believe, God will accept our faith and save us from all our sins. God has already saved all mankind from sin, so those who believe receive the blessing of being saved from all sins. God has made us know the ordinance of salvation through the sacrificial laws set by the Absolute One. If a person neither knows nor believes in the truth that Jesus Christ, through the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross, has washed away human sins forever, that person will be destroyed. We must believe in the merciful love of God. God grants us salvation inside the tabernacle through the sacrificial laws, and the method was that a person's sins were transferred onto the head of the sacrificial offering by the laying on of hands. Therefore, we must believe in the merciful gospel of God, which allows the person who believes this truth to be washed clean from all sins. A person who does not acknowledge the law and the sacrificial laws before God can never receive eternal removal of sins, but the one who believes in the merciful gospel of God can receive eternal removal of sins. God knew that man would sin and, to remove those sins, commanded that sacrificial offerings be presented before him. Therefore, God said that when a sinner offers a sacrificial offering, "An altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name I will come to you, and I will bless you." The burnt offering that the people of Israel offered to God was in the form where the sinner would lay his hands on the head of the sacrificial offering to transfer his sins to the offering, receive its blood, apply it to the horns of the altar of burnt offering, place the meat on the altar, and burn it with fire. In other words, God was telling them to offer the sacrificial offering of salvation by believing in the law of salvation He gave to us with the heart. The offering God desired was not a ritualistic offering, but an offering where one truly believes in their heart that they are someone who can only go to hell and transfers their sins by faith onto the sacrificial offering. The Lord received baptism from John and shed His blood on the cross to remove our sins. The Lord determined to remove our sins by the method of sacrifice, just as with the burnt offering and sin offering in the Old Testament. God ordained that those who offer the burnt offering and fellowship offering by faith would obtain salvation from all sins. This sacrificial offering of faith established by God foreshadowed the sacrifice of salvation in which, in the New Testament era, Jesus Christ came to this earth, received baptism from John, bore the sins of the world, and shed His blood on the cross to save all mankind from sin. By believing this truth in our hearts, we become children of God. Exodus chapter 20 verses 25 to 26 says, "And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone. For if you use your tool on it, you have profaned it. Nor shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed on it." We must pay attention to the words spoken in verse 25 here. "And if you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stone, for if you use your tool on it, you have profaned it. If you build an altar, do not build it with dressed stones, but build it with uncut stones just as they are." We must abandon doctrinal faith. In Exodus chapter 20 verse 26 it says, "Nor shall you go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness may not be exposed on it." This is God's warning not to offer worship before Him through human-made religious faith. Everyone, all the religions of the world were made by humans. Step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5, people who have not been born again have created religions that claim one becomes holier step by step like this. God, knowing that people, being born as descendants of Adam, could not keep God's law because of sin and because of that sin, had no choice but to die, established the sacrificial laws of the tabernacle to save all people from the sins of the world. Therefore, we must accept the merciful gospel of the removal of sins, the salvation determined by the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and the fine twisted linen shown at the gate of the tabernacle. We must truly believe in the truth that Jesus Christ came to this earth and accomplished all this work as revealed exactly through the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and the fine twisted linen at the gate of the tabernacle, and thereby saved us from sin. However, those who have a religious faith are trying every day to receive forgiveness for the sins they commit. Those who have such faith are trying to receive forgiveness by praying prayers of repentance, and in the end, they are trying to become righteous through the doctrine of sanctification. This is the vain doctrinal faith created by humans. The very act of trying to meet God through human effort is arrogance itself, and that is the very reality of the evil created by humans. A person must acknowledge that they are someone who can do nothing before God to remove their own sins. We are beings who, from the moment we are born into this world, cannot help but commit personal sins, and because of this, we are always committing sins. No matter how much God tells us through the law not to sin, a person is someone who cannot help but commit sins that go against the law. We must confess that we are sinners before God's law, and we must believe in our hearts the truth of salvation, that God saved us from sin through the work of Jesus revealed in the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and the fine twisted linen. There is no other way except to believe in God's word, which says that the Lord, to save all of us sinners from the sins of the world, became the sacrificial offering and received baptism, which is the same as the laying on of hands, and saved us from the sins of the world. God said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John chapter 14 verse 6. By acknowledging the word of God's law, we become sinners through faith, and by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, we become people who have been saved from sin. This is the true faith and truth of believing in God. Therefore, we must surely believe according to the law of the removal of sins that our Lord has established to save us from sin. Christianity is not a worldly religion but the truth of salvation built on the foundation of faith in Jesus Christ, who is revealed in the blue, purple and scarlet thread and the fine twisted linen. Through the word we read today, we must understand why God has called you. We must understand the fact that God has called you and me in order to make us His own possession. You and I cannot become God's people through human effort or zeal. You and I became children of God by believing in the truth that Jesus came to this earth to save us from the curse of the law, the punishment of hell and destruction, that He received baptism from John, shed His sacrificial blood, and thus perfectly saved those who believe from their sins. The Son of God, the Messiah, came to this earth in human flesh, received baptism, bore all the sins of all humanity at once, and went to the cross bearing the sins of the world, where He was nailed and shed His blood to fulfill God's law that the wages of sin is destruction. Jesus, who came as the Messiah, became a sacrifice in place of your sins and mine, died, and was resurrected from death, thus becoming the Savior of those who truly believe in their hearts. God says that He has given humanity perfect removal of sins through the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twisted linen. The Lord asks us, "Do you believe in my work that I came to this earth, received baptism from John, and shed my blood on the cross to remove your sins?" Before God, our only answer is yes. In order for us to obtain salvation, there is no other way except faith in the removal of sins that God has accomplished. Even today, you and I, all the people of the world, and the people of Israel must understand why God had to call Moses up to Mount Sinai and speak to him in that way. God told us to build an earthen altar of faith. We must be saved from all our sins by faith in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which is revealed in the blue, scarlet, and purple thread that God has given us. What is the name of God? It is Yahweh. God is the one who exists by Himself. Then how did that God come to us? He came through baptism in the blood of the cross. The Lord came to this earth clothed in human flesh, received baptism from John, bore all the sins of humanity, and was nailed to the cross and sacrificed for us. Because this is real, and only by believing it can we be saved from the sins of the world, God speaks to us about the faith revealed in the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and the fine twisted linen used in the gate of the tabernacle courtyard. True faith is believing in the truth of the removal of sins that God has given us by denying and acknowledging one's own thoughts, because we have nothing to boast of before God. We must properly know and believe in the foundation of the faith by which we believe in God. God spoke to the people of Israel about this foundation of faith, and He speaks to us as well. Even now, you must know and believe the truth revealed in the colors of the tabernacle courtyard gate, which are the foundation of faith. If you do not know this foundation of faith and are simply going to church, then there is no reason to attend. We must believe in the true God. He received baptism to take upon Himself our sins and shed His blood on the cross in order to save you and me from sin. The true spiritual people of Israel must restore the broken sacrificial law through the gospel of the water and the Spirit and receive salvation from sin by faith. You and I also must know the gospel of the water and the Spirit revealed in the blue, purple, and scarlet thread and firmly rebuild the foundation of the faith of the removal of sins. We must give thanks to Jesus with faith. God sent Jesus Christ, who came with the blue, purple, and scarlet threads, together with the word of truth to save us, who could not help but go to hell, from our sins. The Lord saved us from sin through the four ministries shown in the blue, purple, and scarlet threads and fine twisted linen, and we give thanks to the Lord by accepting this truth in our hearts and believing in His merciful love. If we properly know and believe the reason why God called Moses up to Mount Sinai, we can say that we have properly laid the foundation of the faith concerning true remission of sins. You and I must know and believe why God called Moses at Mount Sinai. It was to remove the sinner's sins through the sacrificial offering and make them children of God. You will come to encounter even more of God's merciful love through the truth shown at the gate of the tabernacle. What I hope for you is that you will accept God's merciful love by faith and become God's people who have been saved from sin.